A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your daily resource for critical breaking news, weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app. Brought to you by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. We are KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good evening. It's 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Still blue sky. We have 94 degrees. KSL's top story.
Coronavirus and classrooms.
Hundreds of teachers have finished a rally outside the Granite School District. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce is there live now. Kelly, what do these teachers want?
Jeff, they want a complete revamp of how kids will go back to class, saying having full classes on campus is bad for everyone's health. Junior high English teacher Andrew Anthony dressed in red to make his voice heard.
We're from 30 to 37 already. They have a high risk of passing it, and I'm 50 years old, overweight, with a heart condition. And it feels as though the district hasn't given much thought to my safety.
Anthony and others would like to see a schedule where half the class is on campus for a couple days a week and the other online, which would alternate based on the day. This is kind of like what the Davis School District is doing. But it's unclear if this protest will change their district's mind. Live in South Salt Lake, Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Kelly. Meanwhile, the discussion continues about what sort of impact COVID-19 could have on students as they return to class. Dr. Andy Pavia, chief of the Division of Pediatric Infectious Disease at U of U Health, says even with months of data, there still are a lot of remaining unknowns.
So we have pretty good data that younger kids, again, say 1 to 8 years of age, are less likely to become infected. Where we have a mixed picture is how readily they can transmit to adults.
That's Dr. Andy Pavia. Some school districts in Utah are less than 2 weeks away from starting the academic year. The Utah Department of Health is reporting a large drop in the number of hospitalizations today, from over 200 COVID cases down to 181. It's also reporting 378 new cases of COVID-19, 7 more deaths. The health department says the 7-day average rate of positive testing remains just under 10%. It's an important metric. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas explains why.
Over the past week, the rate of positive tests has been around 10%. Lower is better. Tom Hudako with the state health department says fewer people have been getting tested recently.
Early on in the outbreak, our positive test rate was somewhere around 5%, and we would love to be able to get back there.
Hudako says they'd like to see more testing now. Anyone who's been in close contact with someone who's positive or who's experiencing COVID-19 symptoms needs to get a test. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
Some New York ICU nurses are here in Utah. Todd Fuchs, why?
Jeff, they're here to help treat virus patients. The New Yorkers say they wanted to return the favor when Utah's healthcare workers went out to help them. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson with more.
Doctors in Utah say our hospitals are busy, but not at a surge. And even if the numbers are going down over the past week or so, they will shoot back up if we're not diligent in slowing the spread. Some of the nurses who spoke today say they were overwhelmed with the countless number of COVID-19 patients in New York, and the healthcare workers from Utah were a massive relief, especially since those workers came at the height of New York's outbreak.
Intermountain Healthcare sent 100 healthcare workers to help treat patients in New York last April. At least one big sticking point in negotiations over the next stimulus package Maria Chaleos explains live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, the key sticking point is the amount of the federal unemployment supplement. Democrats want to continue with $600, while Republicans want only $200. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the new CARES Act must provide comprehensive coverage for all who need it.
A bill that says if we have 1 million starving kids who aren't getting fed, we should compromise and feed half of them. That doesn't work.
President Trump this afternoon claiming that some progress has been made on the continuing negotiations on the bill, but he's also threatened to use executive orders to implement parts of the bill if those negotiations fail.
We want to take care of the eviction problem. People are being evicted very unfairly. It's not their fault. It's China's fault. It's not their fault.
The president says he could use an executive order to extend the moratorium on evictions. Tropical storm Isaias is tearing a path through the Mid-Atlantic region. Willow Stewart on Cape May, New Jersey, says her vacation home was swaying in the wind.
Even up on the upstairs of the house, you could feel the whole house shaking. So it was a little scary, but you know, sometimes being in a house gives you that maybe false sense of protection.
The storm bringing heavy rain and high winds, pulling trees down. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
The man in charge of Utah's election says he is worried about people not trusting results, given President Trump's recent rhetoric about mail-in voting. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox was asked on the PBS NewsHour whether he's concerned that President Trump's attacks on mail-in voting will lead to voter mistrust.
I do worry, and I think it's incumbent on all of us that run elections to make sure that we are transparent in the way that we do things so that people have full trust in the election and in the results of that election.
Cox also discussing Utah's vote-by-mail safety measures.
We are constantly updating our voter list, removing people who have passed away, changing addresses for people that have moved. We work very closely with the postal system.
Cox says the state has very little fraud, and it's almost always unintentional. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 6:06.
Quick check on traffic here. Ricky Meese, any trouble?
We've got a crash with injuries northbound I-15 at Bangor Highway. It has the off-ramp closed to traffic, but is causing delays on the main flow back to Bluffdale. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. Find any new socially distanced hobbies since the lockdown? In a moment, you'll hear what Utah's favorite new hobby is. My Minute of News is next.
When you ask Alexa to play KSL, you get news. Sure.
So call us up in the morning.
You're also going to get years of news experience,
familiar voices, and a place of belonging.
KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. You're going to be a wonderful mom, and I can't.